Here I am with two residency artists, Masha Riskin and Serge Marchetta. Can you tell us about your art and what kind of artist you are? Masha first.
Well, I was trained as a painter and a printmaker, and we have worked together for 7 years, I think, or so. So we work on drawings and site-specific installations and interventions. And my work is really driven by landscape and by the idea of a place or a sense of place, and having pieces of memories and pieces of experiences woven together in an image.
And Seth?
My work is, if I talk about my work is, I have a lot of interest for drawings. I always drawings all the time. And in the time, the lines become something very interesting for me, because the lines for me is drawing. We made drawings with lines, so I started to work with the lines. And after that, I materialized the line with threads. So that gave me the opportunity to draw, but draw in a space also. And like Masha, I did some site-specific installations sometimes. And when we met together, One thing that we found that we have in common, it was a kind of the drawings, the line, but also the site-specific installation in this place.
Where did you hear about Friskars, and how did you came here?
You know, I don't remember. I think it was one of the sites, like the Res Artists or Trans Artists. But I've been to Finland a couple of times before, and I've always wanted to come back. So this time I searched specifically in Finland. And so I was really drawn by the fact that there are many artists who live there, and it's designed in a way that you interact with the local artists, because usually in residencies you're very isolated. So we thought it was the perfect way to connect to the surroundings, because we do really want to connect to the space and the place every time we go somewhere. Having that connection with the artists here was really important. So,
Serge, have you been in Finland before?
No, me, it's my first visit, and I had to say that I really love this this country. It's very it's a very nice place. Fiskar especially is a very, how can I say that, it's a very beautiful village, and you feel home very early here. So yes, for me it was it's a very, very, very nice experience.
We had a plan, and I think we probably proposed it, but that was like a year ago, so by the time we got here we had forgotten what it was that we were gonna do. But what we did really want to do is to take something from the place. So we walked around and we were really fascinated with the bricks,
slag
bricks. So that shape and that texture really kind of got imprinted in both our minds, and also the light. Is the northern light is very unique here compared to where we are, because we're quite a bit south. So the light and the bricks really started our ideas working. So everything we did had some element of the brick and some element of a light, whether it's an artificial light in the little lamps, or whether it was the natural light that can shine through the pieces, but those two were probably our most important elements.
Yes, and we can see your work here in Fiskars. Where we can see it?
There is a panel next to the Tegger Hotel, right in front. Also around laundry and around the river, it's in the lamps, in the little lamps that they turn on at 9:30. And then there's also a larger piece on the way to the museum. It's also a panel. And I think that's it, right? We also did some wooden little sculptures, but we couldn't really install them. But we are leaving one piece for the co-op.
The fact is, what we decided to do very early is, okay, we're gonna go out from the studio. We want to do something in the place, but out of the studio. So we already knew that we're gonna do something in the village, but we didn't know where and why. But and so we walked around sometimes, and I said, so finally we decided, oh, okay, we're gonna do this there. Well, the first time that we saw the kind of frames where we put our first drawing, we said, oh yes, we have to do something there. And after that, we saw the little lamp around here and said, oh my God, that's so nice. And already Heidi comes up, you know, so, oh yes, we can do this, we can do that. So that's the way that the work starts here, I think. So.
But our first thought was to do something in the empty telephone booth and light it. Unfortunately, that was not possible. So actually, the lamps were really a natural transition from that idea, because we had thought of lighting the inside of that little box where the telephone was, and then having a mylar or an acetate piece in front so the light would show through. And then we looked at the lamps and they were the same, essentially. So
I said, oh yes, this is the replacement of what we can do in the phone box.
Do you have any other memories or some experience you want to share?
Well, of course, we went to collect berries and mushrooms. And Serge found a really wonderful mushrooms right as we were measuring the panel that I almost stepped on. And we ended up making a fabulous soup. But it was really, for us, it was really the contact with the people. We were just talking about how we liked this residency. It was probably one of the best residencies we've been to together, because it had all the elements. It had the nature and the surroundings. We liked the work that we did, but it was also the contact with the people that made it really special.
I'm always amazed about the light. Because when we came here, it was the day was longer than it is now, and I read before, just a little bit we came here, I read before about that light, and I learned that in August, especially in August, Finland, you lost six minutes per day of daylight. And I was so impressed about that, because I said, my God, in 1 month, you lost 1.5 hours of daylight. So, and I was very amazed about that. So I said, wow, that's pretty nice. That's pretty interesting. So I can't wait to see what's the, how, I don't know, maybe how I'm going to feel about that, or how, just to see the declination of the light.
Well, I would like to say thank you to the people of Onoma and to this place, to having us feel so welcome and for the help. And it really was remarkable.
I agree.
Well, the best to you both on your journey.
Thank you.
And thank you for your interview.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.